help visit and field a follow-up, and what you did in Bristol with a normal start here today, and we can do as well as others.
Yeah, I think that was the biggest thing, is I have a normal start of a normal routine in the week, and you know, kind of being able to prepare for it. Nothing was set in stone, but kind of being able to prepare for it. And, yeah, it was a good outing, and happy with it.
Looked like you had a pretty good mix of the sinker and the splitter there, especially the splitter looked like a pretty good strikeout pitch for you.
Yeah, it was good. Splitter was there. It's been reliable all year, and you know, that's kind of what I'm known for, to have it in the back pocket. Use it in several different counts, early, late. Using it with both hands, and had a lot of success with it.
Can you tell me more about the development of your sinker as well as the pitch?
Murph caught me when he was on rehab at the beginning of the year, and he kind of came to me with the idea of it. But, you know, we'll give it a shot. We'll try it to righty, and then the year went on, we kind of used it with both hands. And both starts up here, it's been to both sides, produced a ton of ground balls, and you know, really happy with how it's played.
There's a video that went side by side showing how your right hand controls all the things. How does that help you just have more consistent delivery and help the mechanics?
Yeah, I mean, my biggest thing is just being as athletic as possible at home now. Like, that's always been the base of my mechanics and everything that I do. So, struggling earlier in the year, it was kind of all it boiled down to is just, you know, how can you make this as athletic as possible? And so that's where we change the weight kicker. Like, this is going to allow me to, you know, get the right rhythm, not have too much movement. And we can produce the same velocity, if not more, with a different leg kick and the base thing is the same. Just come in and both sides of the plate at all pitches. And the payoff that we've seen from something like that has been awesome. I love it.
How much did you cut out? How much did you go in?
I mean, it's not really thinking about the leg kick. It's kind of like compared to like a loose leader type thing, or just like my leg kind of hangs there, and you know, catch myself in my back foot, just stay controlled, keep everything in control as possible. But I don't really say we like, you know, let's cut down 50% of the leg kick. It's just like, let's not focus on making it so big. Like, you know, just let it be natural, and let it happen a little bit naturally.
Saw your reaction to the pro far catch there. Looked like you were in a bit of disbelief.
That was unbelievable. First off, the pitch, he got to the pitch, and then I was watching the ball. I was watching him watch the ball, like you do, something like that. Saw him jump on the wall, and I mean, I saw him catch the ball, like as soon as he jumped. That was pretty unbelievable.
Hurston was behind the plate, but how cool did it feel to be part of history today? The first thing all umpire.
Yeah, I mean, I've had her in AAA a couple times. It's really cool. I was, you know, able to congratulate her. That's awesome for her. I know can't imagine how hard it is for her to have come up, and you know, everyone says it, probably told her it was impossible, but to be able to part of that, and you know, they made a big deal out of it as a tribute, and that's pretty cool for
her. Preston, these two starts versus the two you had last year, how different is it for you mentally from the standpoint of, like, do you feel like you belong to it?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I, you know, you say what you want, I felt like I belonged to it last year. You know, I feel like if they didn't want me here, they wouldn't put me up there. So that the results are not always how the game is. Like, it's not always a determination of, you know, who should be here, who should. So, you know, we had the injury and, you know, things happen. This game filters out who it needs to be and who it doesn't. So having these two start two this year, but just really everything that I've worked for this year is a completely different mindset. And, but it's one of where I know what I need to do. I know how to have it. I understand, you know, how the business works, how this all works. So, you know, it's not really like a, you know, it is scaring me. I wasn't, you know, afraid of fail, like the failure that I experienced. But it just allowed me a chance to grow and to, you know, go in the office every day, do what I needed to do, and just care.
Can you expand on that conversation with Mark a little bit in the work that went into creating that pitch afterwards?
Yeah, we were in the video room. After the day after it starts, he called me in. I came in and we threw the start a little bit to figure out some things. He noticed some things in my four seams. He's like, hey, yeah, I think it'd be really easy for you to throw a finger at it. And I agreed. I threw in the bullpen like 2 days later or whatever it was. He was still there on rehab. And I was supposed to throw a finger again that week, but it didn't happen. But, you know, it was a lot of video, a lot of like comparing myself to other guys who were in the, you know, set the same arsenal and how it would play and work with both hands. But he was really helpful in the process. And, you know, kind of opened some doors for me to be able to go and do that. And know that, you know, from what he was seeing, that it was
knowing the struggle for the spine location has had this year, especially injury, what does it mean to come in and deliver the way you have so far?
I mean, it's my job. Like, that's what I have to do. I'm here in whatever form or fashion that I need me. So that's been my goal from day one. So, you know, if they say, hey, go right now, you know, that's what I have to do. And that's just how the season played out. So it's very unfortunate for those guys, and they, you know, I see it behind the scenes. They work very, very hard. And you know, a lot of those guys are very young into those positions. And, you know, for me to be here and fill that spot, that's what I work for, and you know, can't ever not be prepared for it. So, you know, I could be here, but, really just doing what I have to do.
Thanks, Jason.
Thank you.
Thank you.